It's the last hours on the last day of early voting, and at Lyons Field, the line to cast a ballot snakes way down the sidewalk. It's an estimated hour and a half wait to get to the front. Many are using that time to study the yellow paper sample ballot or going online with their smartphones for one final attempt to untangle the candidates and their issues. Near the end of the line, Jillian Howell said she's already done her homework, particularly about propositions A, B, and C, which she said she's done extensive research about.
Because at first I didn't know anything, and I was like, oh, what is this? And I Googled it and got into both sides, but I did do a lot of research to get where I'm at.
Props A, B, and C were put on the ballot by the San Antonio Firefighters Union. They would make it easier to begin city public referendums, cap the pay and tenure of the city manager, and force the city into binding arbitration with the firefighters' contract. Howell said figuring out her position on the three props was a tough puzzle to crack because of the heated rhetoric coming from both sides.
I feel like each side is saying that the other side has a lot of disinformation, is what I've kind of noticed. I have found that it seems kind of hard for someone to just say, oh, this is the cold, hard facts about it with no agenda.
It's easy to see why Howell got that impression from the ads from the Firefighters Vote Yes campaign.
How can San Antonio afford to pay the city manager more than the president and governor combined? They raised your taxes the last 6 years in a row.
It's a point of fact that the city of San Antonio has not raised the tax rate in over 25 years. Many have seen their property tax bill increase, but that's due to the appraisal value jump in San Antonio. These are two very different things, and the ad is wrong, according to District 6 Councilmember Greg Brockhaus. He admitted that when he was on TPR's The Source. Brockhaus is a leader in the Vote Yes campaign.
At the bottom line, at the end of the day, I've never voted on the council for a tax increase, period, and I'm not going to. So, I'm not here in the business of taking more money from taxpayers, and a political ad is not, you can just check the record. It's as plain as day. There's never been a tax increase.
Brockhaus accuses the Go Vote No campaign of also muddying the waters and trying to scare voters into voting against the props, with talk about downgrading the city's bond rating if Prop A passes.
It's a bold-faced lie, and it's an attempt to scare the heck out of it, right? If you listen to the Go Vote No side, they're going to say that, senior center is going to shut down, police officers are going to disappear. Can you think for a second, do you really believe this kind of chaos is going to occur because citizens have a greater input into their electoral process? My belief is no.
But Mayor Ron Nuremberg, who's been pushing the Go Vote No campaign, says it's Brockhaus who is lying.
His response about there has not been any warning from the rating agencies, that is a flat-out lie. All of the impact that's being discussed, we have been warned explicitly on letterhead from the rating agencies themselves, we will suffer negative consequences. Our ratings will be downgraded and our interest rates will go up.
With the mayor and a council member calling each other liars, it's little wonder that many see the charter vote as divisive and counterproductive for local politics. And it's a concern that if the props pass, this could become the new normal for San Antonio. However, both Brockhaus and Nuremberg say they're each looking forward to November the 7th and putting the bitterness behind them. Here's Brockhaus.
Let the vote stand where it may. If you lose, you lose. If you win, you win. San Antonio's surviving on November 6th. Don't forget that. November 7th, we're waking up. This isn't doom and gloom. And I'll honor the vote, whatever it is, and get back to work on November 7th.
And Nuremberg.
Win, lose, or split, this community will come together and unite behind a vision for progress that will ensure that we have a San Antonio that works for every person.
But how City Hall will be able to operate to reach those goals is up to voters when they pick yes or no on props A, B, and C. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.